Next motion.
Right.
We have two more motions on the agenda. Let's give them 8 minutes each. The first
Madam Chair,
motion. Go ahead. Who's
parliamentarian
this?
For the spot.
Okay, parliamentarian.
I would like to take 30 seconds to explain about the motion to table and how I recommend that board members not use it. May I?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The motion to table is to really postpone something to later on in the current meeting. Very emergency or important business needs to come up right now, and so you need to table what you're doing, and then you bring it back later on in the current meeting. If you do not bring it back in the current meeting, it needs to come up at the next meeting. However, as the chair pointed out, the motion to table is you can't debate it and you can't, and it takes a two-thirds vote. So only use table if you plan on bringing the motion back at the same meeting. Postpone is a better use, and you, the board used it accurately tonight. Even though the vote didn't pass, it was used accurately. And that is better for the board to use postpone as opposed to table. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarity. Very much appreciated. Okay, then let's give the next two motions 8 minutes each. All right, Nancy, you still with us?
Yep, okay.
Okay,
8 minutes
great.
Each.
Okay. The next motion is a motion request for legal opinions by PNB directors, by Aaron, by me. I'll read it quickly. All requests by PNB directors for legal opinions from our corporate counsel or any other lawyer must first be approved by the PNB by PNB officers and may not exceed a cost of $500 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. Any PNB director requests for legal opinions that exceed these thresholds must be approved by the entire PNB. This resolution replaces and supersedes all prior PNB resolutions regarding this matter. Whoever, somebody mute their phone.
You don't want that?
I think it's Dwayne or Adrian. Please mute.
It's Dwayne.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Dwayne?
I guess.
Please mute. Okay. So this resolution replaces and supersedes all prior PNB resolutions regarding this matter. Okay. Would anyone like to second this
motion? I'll second it, Nancy.
Okay, great. So
I'd like to be on the staff.
Let's have some discussion. Maybe two for and two against. Anyone in favor?
Yes, Adrian.
Okay, go ahead, Adrian.
So I'd like to share some history for why this motion is so important. Ford Green wrote a very detailed and thoroughly researched memorandum in December of 2018 regarding the PNB resolution allowing for telephonic participation and the subsequent resolution concerning the former KPFT LSB chair, the LSB chair's categorical refusal to allow remote participation on the false pretense that allowing it violated the bylaws. So after receiving Mr. Green's thoroughly researched memorandum on the subject, the former PNB chair went back to Mr. Green on numerous times, four times to be exact, I assume without the body's knowledge, spending thousands upon thousands of dollars in an apparent effort to have him reverse his position being that the PNB acted correctly in the resolutions I mentioned and that the former KPFT LSB chair was not only wrong in her assertion that remote participation violates the bylaws, but that she did not have the authority to reverse any PNB resolution. The former PNB chair continued to champion this fight on behalf of the former KPFT LSB chairs. I'm speaking. The former PNB chair continued to champion this fight on behalf of the former KPFT LSB chair's position. Yes. No.
I'll let you have some time in a moment.
The former PNB chair.
The former PNB. May I speak?
No, you may not.
The parliamentarian would like to speak. Madam Chair, she is out of order.
Every assertion that I'm making is backed up with documentation.
Accusations. She's making assumptions and accusations. She's out of order.
No. Every assertion that I'm making is backed up with documentation.
It's not.
That's not true, Madam Chair.
It is.
Everybody, please stop talking. Board Green, sent me a back-and-forth chain of emails between himself and the prior P&B chair regarding requests for legal opinions on this point. I specifically asked him if that could be forwarded, if those emails could be forwarded to the P&B and to the LSB. He said it could be. And also, not the and the total amount that was this cost the foundation could also be revealed. So, I know that this is a touchy subject. I would like this to be discussed in a rational way, where it's just the facts are described without accusation or finger pointing. I'll allow Adrian to speak, and then whoever wants to contradict what she has to say will also be given time. But let her finish what she has to say.
Madam Chair, parliamentary inquiry.
Request.
Madam Chair, parliamentary inquiry.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence. What is it?
Does the point of order take precedent over what's being said on the floor, parliamentary? John?
You're muted.
Madam Chair, have you recognized the parliamentarian?
Yes. John?
Okay. Yeah. A point of order is one of those motions that can interrupt a speaker, and it is expected that the speaker withhold while the chair rules on the point of order. The reason for that is because what the person is saying may be out of order, and so the person that raises the point of order can interrupt so that the chair can make a ruling of whether the debate is out of order or whether the debate is germane to what the motion on the floor is. It has to be a ruling. So I'm saying that a point of order can interrupt the speaker. Thank you.
Madam Chair, another point of order, Jan Goodman.
Okay. Go ahead, Jan. We need to take up one point of order at a time.
So this is a parliamentary inquiry also, and that is that it would seem appropriate that this commentary be made without reference to the individual involved. And I would like to inquire to the parliamentarian if that would be appropriate. In other words, the discussion and the background of this motion, it seems to me it's not relevant who was involved, because it's not relevant at this point. But I would like to inquire of the parliamentarian if that would be correct, that the discussion could be had without saying who did it.
Madam Chair, are you recognizing the parliamentarian?
Yes, go ahead, John. Mr. Tate, sorry.
Yeah, John is fine.
Okay.
When there are motions on the floor, it's very important for all the debate to be germane to the motion that's on the floor. If statements are made that have nothing to do with the actual motion, then the chair should rule the comments not germane to the motion. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let me ask Adrian. I would like to ask Adrian. Adrian, can you express how this motion that we're debating, that you're in favor of, would help in the future to limit legal expenses for Pacifica and limit difficulties on the LSB? Can we limit it to that?
Someone please mute their phone.
I'm raising a point of historical context that is germane to. If I could speak without being interrupted, it seems.
Okay.
Will you call the member to order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Call the member
everybody,
to order.
Everybody, please, please come
but
to
my
order.
Point of order has not
call
been
the member to order.
Adrian,
I was
Adrian.
Speaking.
Yes, I hear you. Adrian, I'm going to deal with this a different way. I'll call on you in a minute or two. Nancy, is that you who are calling the point of order?
I'm calling a point of order because the speaker is drawing incorrect conclusions and making assumptions based on historical documents and facts. He's making conclusions and assuming motivation to me that is not true.
Opinion.
And I am objecting to being
member of the order. That is not true.
When that was
okay.
not
who
what
is
happened.
That? There are two people talking here. Nancy's talking, and who else is talking?
Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina, please refrain from talking while Nancy's talking.
Oh, really?
Nancy talked when I was talking, Madam Chair, so I don't understand how we got here.
Madam Chair, you need to call the member to order because she is not stating facts. She's not letting the other members speak to that.
Sabrina,
you need to chair, Madam Chair. You need to chair.
It was a point of order. It was a point of order.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Order that is baseless. I have a point of order. How's
Nancy
that?
Is bringing a point of order forward, okay?
No, she's not.
Sabrina, she is.
She's trying to.
It's
my understanding that I have a, well, maybe it's a point of personal privilege, but it's my understanding that both of those are allowed to interrupt the speaker.
Yes, a point of order is allowed to interrupt a speaker. Yes, we're taking up your point of order.
And
like
personal
say,
point of personal privilege
me,
is also whatever
me,
it is.
Personal
okay.
privilege.
Okay. I gave Nancy the floor. Now let me speak. Nancy no longer has the floor. I understand
okay.
your point of order. This is a borderline issue. When something comes up where a past occurrence of a board member is being questioned, and it's a specific person with a possible whatever is being debated, that should be done in closed session. So I will not allow it. We can, if there is something that we feel as a board needs to be taken up in closed session, we can, and we can have any kind of accusation and we can thrush it out. But we cannot do that in open session. So, Adrian, you must keep to the facts that are not impugning the actions or integrity of anyone in the past. So to elaborate on that, just to elaborate
okay.
on that.
I have a question.
There is let me say something further for this board.
Sure.
It yeah. was policy that any three directors could ask for a legal opinion. There was no restriction on that. So nothing improper was done. We're trying to correct it by rescinding a prior policy that we're now finding not to be beneficial to the foundation. But nothing improper was done because that policy was in force. So it was what was done was allowable.
May I reclaim my time?
You're trying
to
rectify this. So as long as you keep, I will let you speak. And then after that, I do not want any more points of order. I'm ruling that as long as Adrian sticks to explaining why she is in favor of this motion, she'll be allowed to speak. No one else should speak until she's finished. Then someone else can speak against the motion if they choose. Go ahead, Adrian.
Sorry, what did you say, Grace? You glitched out for a second at the end.
You can speak to why you're in favor of this motion, but you must not accuse or reprimand or do anything for of what anyone did in the past regarding.
I will speak in somewhat general terms then.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Now?
Yes, now. You have the floor.
Ford Green ruled on something once, and four times it went back to him. Four times. So that he would reverse his position that it was said in his memorandum. Someone cannot choose to champion a fight on behalf of a KPFT LSD chair's positions when those positions run directly opposed to the national board's positions and do so for months, spending thousands and thousands of dollars that Pacifica can ill afford, and in doing so, it literally paralyzed our LSB in a state of dysfunction and limbo for months. This is precisely the type of abuse of privilege and power that this motion aims to prevent.
Okay,
so thank you, Grace, for having the integrity and decency to propose it, because we can ill afford someone going back to Ford Green numerous times on the same subject to opine on the same subject.
Personal privilege.
Costing the foundation money and time and paralyzing LSBs in the process.
About the past.
This is redundant.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Adrian. I think you got your point across. Now, would anyone like to speak either in favor of this motion or as a point of personal privilege?
Nancy, I would like to speak in favor of this motion.
Or against. In favor or against. Actually, I should take somebody. Would anyone like to speak against this motion? We'll
Duane,
take 2-4 and 2-against.
Duane Hart.
Okay, go ahead, Duane.
Well, certainly, Madam Chair. Thank you for the time. Now, since we spent so much time on this, are we holding other members to this fast time rule, since it appears that the previous speaker has an extended amount of time to be redundant with this matter? Because this is not the first time this matter has been brought up. In fact, we're talking about wasting time. This matter has taken up P&B time over and over and over again. So I see the hypocrisy latent throughout this effort. And certainly it is, if the member had more than a year or two experience in Pacifica, the member would know that this is not a new
point of order.
Duane, you're out of order. Please, you're given the floor because you said you were against this motion. Why are you against the motion?
I'm against the motion because the whole argument is laden with lies and innuendos and not facts and not
history. Point of order. Point of personal privilege.
Okay.
The information we've been given. Ford Green made it very clear that, yes, there was an order and be in order for a telephonic participation, but it also on the honor of the local or the national to facilitate and have the ability to do so, of which our local LSB did not, only as recent as the last 2 months.
Okay,
was materials or was a telephonic capability created? So this salacious argument about it cost thousands of dollars and then held
point of order, point of personal privilege.
It's just simply not true.
Point of order, point of personal privilege.
Okay,
now,
okay.
Let me, She's senseless.
Whoever is
she's
speaking,
senseless.
just allow Wayne
you know
to finish the last 20 seconds of
she's
his 20
seconds. She's out there at the KPLS LSD all the time.
Madam Chair, he is insulting me.
No, I'm telling
okay.
the truth about you. This
okay.
is your behavior at the KPLS.
I'm not following this. Dwayne, your time is up.
Of course.
Nancy, did you
yes.
want to speak in favor of this motion? Did
yes,
you say
I would
that?
Like to. Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
All right.
You have
so there was nothing about the motivation in this motion attached to the agenda, but I think this motion is a good idea. The last policy that we had was three directors could ask for Green's opinion. Or the chair, by themselves, or the executive director could ask by themselves. And I think it's a good idea to have more involvement of the PNB and the chair, so that the person that's been asked by various people in the organization to get an opinion from Ford Green, to be able to talk it over with other people and not have to make that decision themselves. I, as chair last year, was asked many times to get an opinion from Ford Green, and I had to make a judgment as to whether or not what the person was asking for was gonna be, you know, if I knew the answer myself already, then I didn't have to go to him, and I, you know, and then Ford would also ask for reams of documentation, which if that was not forwarded to me, I would not forward the request for an opinion to him. There were many, many times when I was asked to get an opinion from him, and I did not. But I think that's not known by everyone. And if I was in consultation with either the rest of the officers or the board, that would have been known.
Point of procedure, Madam Chair. Point of procedure.
Motion is a good idea.
Point of order.
Okay. Hold on. Sabrina, please chair the meeting.
I'm Bill for the stack.
I don't want to chair the meeting. I'm not trying to keep you from chairing the meeting either, but you just said that this should be in closed session if we're pointing the finger at anybody. She's pointing the finger at herself as the past chair. So what
I
is
can
it?
Do that.
I don't think she's violating.
Everyone, stop. Okay. I understand that this is a very contentious issue.
I am not talking about any particular incident. I am talking about my experience with this policy last year.
Madam Chair,
the
motion.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Listen to me. Listen.
To end our meeting at midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. We're
Amen.
Going to, yes, we're going to, we have two situations here. We have a contentious issue and people wanting to discuss it, which is understandable. And we also have a motion which will correct or change a procedure in Pacifica. So we must distinguish between these two things. Nancy just spoke in favor of the motion. Adrian spoke in favor of the motion. Dwayne spoke against it. Is there anyone else who would like to speak against the motion?
This is Bill.
Chair.
I have a substitute.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay. If we want
you
to...
You have a point of order.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay. Okay, Lawrence, what's your point of order?
But Dwayne, Lawrence, what's your point of order?
It's Dwayne that's making the point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, I thought you were... Okay. Dwayne,
no, I want to make a motion.
Well, Madam Chair, it's a new year, a new chair, so let's see if we're going to follow the rules. It's 1201, 1202, Eastern Standard Time. No motion was made to extend.
Orders of the day. All the orders of the day.
And it is, in fact, adjourned. The meeting should be adjourned.
The meeting.
Orders of the day.
I would entertain a motion to extend if anyone wishes to extend this meeting.
Motion to extend by 15 minutes.
Appeal to the parliamentarian.
Okay, is there a second?
Alex.
Second,
okay,
James.
Second.
Okay. Chair,
sure,
point of order, Chair.
This
is Lawrence.
It's out of order, and you know it's out of order.
Okay. We've extended these meetings many times before. Bill, please take a vote on extending this meeting.
I got a point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order, Lawrence.
We can't take the point of order until we extend time. So after we extend time,
that's why I'm making a point of order, Madam Chair, because it's established TMB policy, the vote on all things on the table by 12 midnight. Are we not going to adhere to that policy, Madam Chair?
Okay, we have many times met past midnight when people voted in favor of extending time. We're going to take a vote on extending time. Bill, please take a vote on extending time.
Why don't you appeal to the parliamentarian?
Okay,
okay. Him.
Well, Gary Bost is absent. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey is absent. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher is absent. Jan Goodman?
At least the public can hear it this time.
Jan, are you there? Can't hear you.
Abstain. Or I'm going to pass.
Okay, Jan passes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
You're losing your CPB right. No.
Dwayne votes no. Adrienne Leviolette?
Yes.
Adrienne votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
No, because a vote doesn't mean
anything. Ralph votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Sorry, no.
Okay, Eileen votes no. Okay. Mansoor Sabah? Are you there, Mansoor? Can't hear you. James Egerton?
Yes, I voted yes.
Okay, Mansoor votes yes. James?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy votes no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees is absent. Moskala Washington?
No.
Moskala votes no. Going back, let's see, Chris is out. Jan Goodman.
Jan abstains.
Jan abstains. I think we got votes for everybody who's here, except for the chair. Let me count.
Is that Madam Chair, is that a 2/3 vote that's required, correct?
Mr. Parliamentarian, can you save us from ourselves?
We have 8 yes and 6 no, and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
The chair abstains.
3 abstentions.
So motion fails. Is that correct, Chair?
Lawrence, you're out of turn.
I apologize.
Don't speak until you're recognized. The motion fails. So this meeting, before we adjourn the meeting, I'd like to say that this will be on the agenda in the next session. I'll adjudicate whether it needs to be taken up to some degree in closed session before the next meeting. And that's it. Thank you, everyone. Most of this meeting was very productive, and I appreciate everybody. Sometimes there are contentious issues, and we'll deal with them as a group, hopefully. Okay. Good night, everybody. This meeting is adjourned.
Evening from there.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.